We now welcome you to the Gateway Community Outreach Academy's Student Podcast.
Happy holidays, and welcome to the December 2019 edition of Student Talk Radio, featuring students and staff from COA Elementary School. I'm Mr. Strau. Today I have six students and two staff members ready to share information with you about school life here at COA. We start with the current month's character education trait that we learned from our character education leader, Mr. Tony. Here's sixth grader Jacob to tell you all about it.
Hi, this is Jacob to remind you about this month's character traits of fitness and skill. Fitness means you take care of yourself, eat the right foods, exercise, and keep your mind and body in good shape. Skill means you practice something that you've learned and then become the best you possibly can be when you do it. Show your eagle pride and show your teachers you know all about fitness and skill. Just like our heroes of the month, Olympic gold medalist Wilmer Rudolph and soccer champion Lionel Messi. They do everything they can to keep themselves in top physical shape to compete in their sports, and they practice the skills they've learned to become the best at their sports as they can, which earn them their rewards and recognition. So show your teachers that you know all about fitness and skill all month long and how it fits into our school esters, and maybe you will be chosen as the next character award winner.
Thanks, Jacob. As Mr. Tony always tells us at our assemblies,
just remember, your attitude determines your altitude.
Every week we talk about our school's expected school-wide learning results,
or ESLRs,
in the morning message, and also at each of our character education assemblies. Here's fifth grader Milana to tell you all about them.
Hi, this is Milana from Miss Williams' class to tell you all about our school ESLRs at COA. The C stands for creating a collaborative and cooperative community. The O stands for being an outstanding learner and citizen. The A stands for achieving academic excellence.
Thanks, Milana. Our character education leader, Mr. Tony, and I talk more about these every month this school year in our character education assemblies. And throughout the month, the student that shows their teacher that they know all about that trait and how it fits into our school ESLRs will win a character education award. And as Mr. Tony always says,
you can, you will, succeed.
Well, Christmas vacation is just a few more days away. So next we have third grader Sama to tell you all about what she likes about Christmas vacation.
Hello, this is Sama from Miss Pohl's class. Our Christmas vacation is only 4 days away, and we're all pretty excited about our two-week break. There are so many different things that people do over their Christmas vacation. Some people like to gather with their family. Some people like to travel somewhere new. Some people just like to stay home and relax. Today, I'd like to talk about what I think the best things about Christmas vacation are. When we're on break, we go walking around the Christmas tree lot and we look for the widest Christmas tree. Then I call my dad over and show him the tree, and he says he needs to look at it. And then he sees if it's the right one, and we get it. After we tie it to the truck and we go shopping for the Christmas decorations and snacks for the party. After we go and get the Christmas snacks, we set out the snacks and decorations. We invite our friends and family over for the party. When everyone gets here, we start the Christmas party. This is Sama from COA Elementary. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Christmas season too.
Thanks, Sama. That does sound like you're going to have a fun Christmas break. Next, please welcome fourth grader Julia, as she also talks about what she likes best about Christmas vacation.
Hello, this is Julia from Mr. Paulson's class. Today, I'd like to talk about what I think the best thing about Christmas vacation are. 2 weeks off and presents. Also, you can celebrate Christmas with your friends and family, and you can make presents for people that you support. Another thing is going everywhere you want to go, because you can see a lot of decorations and big Christmas trees that shine at night. Another thing I like about Christmas vacation is doing Secret Santa and buying Christmas sweaters and enjoying your Christmas day. Also, you can buy lights and put them to your house like decorations, and your house will shine all night. My family likes giving presents to each other, and my family likes to celebrate Christmas morning by eating pancakes and waffles for breakfast. This is Julia from COA Elementary. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Christmas season too.
Thanks, Julia. That sounds like fun too. Let's keep the party rolling. Here's fourth grader Erica to tell you about what she likes best about Christmas vacation.
Hello, this is Erica from Mr. Meyer class. Today, I would like to talk about what I think the best thing about Christmas vacation is. Christmas vacation is the most powerful holiday of the year. Christmas vacation, it's about presents, decorating the house, spending time with your family, and birth of Jesus Christ. Every Christmas, my family exchange gifts. It's like a tradition in our family. Also, my family has tradition to decorate the house every year. We put a big Christmas tree with white or gold ornaments. We decorate the house outside by putting garlands all over the house. Spending time with my family is my most favorite thing to do. Or Christmas vacation, my family likes to go to the snow to ride a sled and build a snowman. More often, every Christmas, my grandparents visit us from Moldova. Finally, for me, Christmas is all about birth of Jesus Christ. This is Erica from COA Elementary. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Christmas season too.
Thanks, Erica. Wow, some great things happen over Christmas vacation, and we're almost there. Just 5 more school days to go. And before we head off to Christmas vacation, we have a Spirit Day this Friday, December 20th, to kick off the fun. This Friday is Holiday Dress-Up Day. On this day, we encourage our students and staff to dress up in their favorite holiday outfits. Santa hats, elf shoes, jingle bells, Christmas sweaters, anything and everything to do with the holiday season. Show your eagle pride and your school spirit this Friday, and you may just show up on our school's social media. The Six Flags Read to Succeed program has begun here at COA. Do you want to win a free admission ticket to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom for next summer? It's really easy to do. All you have to do is get a Six Flags Read to Succeed reading log from your teacher. Read for an extra 6 hours,
or 360 minutes,
between now and February 25th. Write down on your log what you read and for how long until you reach that 360 minutes. Have your parents sign it, and then enter your information online using the teacher code and website on your reading log. As long as you have finished it and entered it online by February 25th, you'll win that free ticket. Teachers will not be entering your information this year. Your parents must do so online. All the information is on your Six Flags reading log. It's the Six Flags Read to Succeed program. Every student can win, so go read for that ticket. The College of the Week program continues here at COA. Each week throughout the school year, we're showcasing many wonderful and different colleges all across the United States. It's always a good thing to start thinking about what college you might want to go to when you're all finished with your high school career. This week we feature William Jessup University, as featured in Ms. Scribner's first grade classroom. And here to tell you all about it is Professor Paul Robbins, who's a former Fox 40 news anchor and current radio personality on 92.5 The Breeze, which broadcasts directly from a studio on the college campus. Professor Robbins, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Strau. Hello, I'm Paul Robbins, Professor of Digital Communication and Design here at William Jessup University. I'd love to tell you about our wonderful college and some of the programs that we offer. William Jessup University is a Christian liberal arts university founded in 1939 by our first president, William Jessup. Our campus is located in Rockland, California, with an additional site in San Jose. We have a total undergraduate enrollment of about 1,200 students on a big, beautiful campus that's 126 acres. The university actually started off in San Jose, didn't move to Rockland here until 2004, and since then we have really grown. And by the way, Mr. Strau would be very happy to know that the architect that designed our beautiful buildings is Frank Gehry, who also designed the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. It's beautiful. William Jessup University offers 20 undergraduate majors, 10 graduate programs. We have degree completion programs and fully online programs as well. All of our programs are regionally and professionally accredited and integrated with a vibrant faith-based principle that provides our students with a foundational understanding of themselves, the world, and its creator. At William Jessup University, you can earn your degree in anything from aviation to kinesiology. We've got biology and theater arts, English, American Sign Language, music, history, psychology, and my program, digital communication and design, and lots more. This week, your teachers will show you a short presentation on our college to give you more ideas of what we can offer in case you might like to attend.
Finally, I'd like to feature some of our teachers here at COA who will share with you some of the great things that are going on daily. Let's start with curriculum coach Mrs. Michaela as she talks about the third grade.
In third grade, we love to give the opportunity for our students to shine. Each teacher implements a various amount of teaching strategies that not only implement hands-on activities, but also what would work best for their students. For example, in math, right now we are using geo boards. That will help students understand the concepts of area and perimeter better. We also love to have our students research different topics and make PowerPoint presentations and present their knowledge on the topic they research on. For example, endangered species and American symbols. During enrichment block, we love to pull students over and work on different reading strategies to make sure every little student in our classroom feels successful. We structure our lessons to target various learning strategies and the levels of our students, making sure to help students strive to a deeper knowledge level and understanding to achieve academic excellence.
Thanks, Mrs. Michaela. Next is our music paraeducator, Ms. Bosnia, to tell you all about our music program right here at COA.
Hi, my name is Larissa Bosnia. I am a music teacher at COA. Playing and listening to music are both fun and engaging activities that many people around the world participate in every day. One of our goals at the COA music class is to use music as a way to help students not only enrich their personal lives, but contribute to their academic success. Music education has many academic benefits, such as pattern recognition, mastery of memorization, and development of language and reasoning skills. It can also contribute to their emotional development, providing them with a sense of achievement and self-confidence. But our main goal at the music class is to give our students an engaging creative outlet where they can learn to be themselves and cooperate with their peers in the way that is both fun and productive.
Thanks, Mrs. Bosniak. We also want to remind everyone that our school collects and turns in box tops for education to earn free money for our school.
Hi, this is Ellie from Miss Dean's class, and I just want to remind everyone to keep bringing in those box tops. The box tops help us pay for our field day activities at the end of the school year, as well as other fun things here at school. You can find them on all kinds of products that your parents buy from the store. Each one is worth at least 10 cents for our school, sometimes more. Just cut them out and bring them to your teacher or the front desk of your site. For every 25 box tops you turn in, you get a lollipop too. The more we bring in throughout the year, the more money our school gets for fun activities. So keep bringing them in.
Well, that wraps up the December 2019 COA Student Talk Radio segment here at the elementary school. I'd like to thank all of our great COA students and staff for their time and willingness to share with us today. And if you'd like to learn or see more of some of the great things we do here at COA Elementary, we have several ways you can do it. You can visit our website at outreachacademy.org or follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and even Instagram. Just search for COA Elementary. And if you haven't already, download our free smartphone app that's available for Android and Apple. Just search your app store for COA Elementary. I hope you enjoyed this edition of COA Student Talk Radio. I'm Mr. Strau, and we'll see you all next month. And have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Доброе утро, уважаемые радиослушатели. Вы с нами в эфире и в студии Иван Лещук, Даниэла Мандзюк. Мы представляем школу COA Elementary, школу, которую возглавляет Лариса Гончар. 916-286-1950 и, конечно же, социальные сети. Вы всегда можете найти море информации о жизни школы. И несколько моментов я хотел бы подчеркнуть, связанных с тем, что Регулярно по понедельникам вы слушаете детские голоса. Вы их слушаете, и я уверен в том, что вы их слышите. Не только детские голоса во время радиопрограмм, но то, что излучают их сердца, то, что излучают их души, особенно когда детки становятся старшими, важно прислушиваться к ним. И многие из них кричат буквально к своим папочкам, мамочкам, ну, услышьте нас-то наконец. И поэтому проекты, которые мы делаем в школе, направлены на то, чтобы дети излучали то, что у них внутри, чтобы они говорили, тренировались, учились, обладая ли вот этим искусством самовыражения, в том числе перед микрофоном, перед камерой. И мистер Страу, наш технологический, скажем так, компьютерный и такой, я бы сказал, развлекательный специалист, он уже много-много лет посвятил этим проектам и делает это в школьных студиях. Даниэла Мандзюк, она специалист по работе со студентами, с теми студентами, которым нужна дополнительная экстра помощь. Возможно, трудности с поведением, а часто эти трудности вызваны внутренними конфликтами, сложностями, травмами душевными, потому что так складывается нередко жизнь, что уходят из жизни мамы, папы. И, конечно же, вот в этих обстоятельствах, когда ребенок находится в эпицентре горя, многие взрослые, и не только в плане семьи, родственников, друзей, но и школа подключается, и эти детки, они в полном смысле находятся на таком особом счету, и этим занимается Даниэла Мандзюк. Даниэла также, как мы говорим, ожидает, она в особом положении, ожидает своего ребенка и уже становится специалистом не только над студентами школы Community Arts Academy Elementary School, но она уже специалист над тем ребенком, которого вынашивает, с ним общается. Поэтому мы желаем Даниэле, особенно вот в этот период рождественских праздников, новогодних различных таких явлений, чтобы она радовалась, чтобы она слушала хорошую, классическую, гармоническую и прочую музыку, общалась со своим ребенком, и чтобы, когда уже произойдет его явление на свет, это будет, наверное, уже в следующем году, новом году, возвратилась благополучненько к деткам, с которыми работает сейчас. Доброе утро, Даниэла.
Доброе утро, мистер Айвен. Good morning to our students. Айвен, thank you for the introduction. I am the student support specialist for COA. Love working with our students. We have some of the best students in the world, and they're incredible. They're bright, they're smart, and not just academically, but we see that in all the other extracurriculars that they're involved in. So we have amazing students, and I'm grateful to be working with them. Now, as far as my child that's growing inside me here right now, I can definitely say I have a long way to go. First time parent, give me a lot of credit, but my husband and I are excited, and we're.
Даниэла, ви повинні розмовляти з вашим ребенком.
По-українськи, будемо.
Забувся, як ребенок по-українськи. Ребенок, дитина з вашою дитиною по-українськи також. Тому що білінгвізм, він починається з самої ранньої фази розвитку.
Це правильно. Я родилася в Америці, і все одно в мене остався язик якось, звісно, з акцентом, але остався язик, бо мої батьки теж що заставляли, що треба по-українськи говорити. І ми йшли в українську школу в кожну суботу, і якось мова осталася. Знаємо, як читати, писати. Учили українознавство, учили історію. І то, звісно, я і Вадим, мій чоловік, ми теж хочемо це переносити для наших дітей, і щоб понімали, що бабушка, дідушка говорять, теж підуть в COA Elementary, будуть знати, як читати, писати по-русски, будемо їх вчити по-українськи, щоб по-нашому теж було. Звісно, я вже тут родилася, Вадим ще в Україні, і по-нашому це може хтось може вже сказати, ну ви в Америці, але все одно по-нашому це по-українськи, так як я виросла. So, я хочу перейти на англійський. I'm going to talk about SEL. I want to talk about a program for our parents. A little bit of information about a program called SEL. It's Social Emotional Learning. And what that is the process of learning social emotional skills. So for parents, how your children come to our school, our students, they learn math in math class when they switch to subject, or as they go to higher grades, they have a specific math teacher. And they learn reading and writing in ELA. They learn social studies. They learn history and social studies and more about our world. And just like in different subjects, they learn those kind of topics. With social emotional learning, they learn about social emotional skills. So social emotional skills are skills like how I'm talking on the radio right now, and Mr. Ivan is with me here. Social emotional skills is greeting somebody when they walk into the door, being able to deal with our emotions, and being able to have relationships. And grow those skills that help us as adults and as citizens of this world. So that's what it is, and it's important to teach social emotional skills, because students who have that knowledge and who have that exposure to it, research actually shows that they do better academically. They have a better attitude, behavior. They make and keep friends more easily. They feel more connected to school, which makes them love learning more. And they are 50% more likely to graduate high school, twice as likely to graduate college. And of course, with that, they're more likely to get into a good career and be successful citizens of this world. And you all know our motto at COA Elementary. That's whatever it takes, our kids are worth it. And so we've been implementing SEL into our lessons. Every teacher is right now, our principal and vice principals are actually currently doing their walkthroughs. And during these walkthroughs, they have a checklist that every teacher needs to meet, things that they need to make sure that they're doing in the class. And we've implemented so many things for the success of our students, and this is one of them as well. So as social emotional learning, it focuses on self-awareness, so knowing our own emotions, self-management, that's dealing with our own emotions, social awareness, kind of reading cues around us and making sure that we understand properly what's coming at us and how we want to respond, relationship skills, so that's making and keeping friends and relationships, and responsible decision making.
Спасибо, Данила. Для тех, кто, может быть, не до конца все за этой терминологией осознал, я хочу объяснить или уточнить, что в школе, которую возглавляет Лариса Гончар, большой акцент делается не только на билингвизм, на изучение русского языка и литературы. Детки изучают также украинский язык и культуру. Но делается акцент на развитие характера ребенка. Это целый проект. Это из бюджета большой процент финансов для того, чтобы эти программы развивать, чтобы детки учились быть ответственными, честными, настойчивыми. То есть есть целый цикл таких вот семинаров, собраний студенческих. Это как бы внедрено в учебный процесс. Программа развития характера, character education. Вторая волна такого не просто академического, я бы сказал, созидания внутреннего храма ребенка. Это Capturing Kids Hearts, такой проект. Учителя, специалисты, помощники проходят тренинги специальные. И дети учатся этикету, учатся культуре, учатся тому, что не только вот мозг должен и разум в жизни подключаться к решению проблем, но сердечко, да, вот их, их эмоциональный мир.
Especially because our culture has changed, and so even teaching students to shake hands at the door in the morning when they greet them, even that's a skill that they've lost. They don't look at them in the eyes anymore. We're so in our computers and our screens and our iPhones, and so our culture is kind of changing, and we need to get back to that.
Мы возвращаемся к традиционным таким ценностям, которые все-таки играли всегда важную роль, как мы говорим, в дедовской Америке. Да? Вот сейчас и американское общество начинает пробуждаться, и я знаю, что на уровне округа доктор Синди Питерсон и другие специалисты, они проводят встречи с администраторами, с учителями и изучают, анализируют книги, вот как возвратить чувство сочувствия ребенку, ученику, сострадание к ближнему, потому что много проблем с peer pressure, с bullying, да, вот то, что хулиганство, какая-то жесткая такая ментальность формируется, много насилия. Yeah. И даже вот я слушал Надежду недавно, нашу радиоведущую, она рассказывала, читала о том, что мигание огоньков на елках, вот все эти вещи, да, такие вот стробоскопические там эффекты или какие-то непредсказуемые вот атаки, да, вот частотные, они на мозг могут так влиять, что человек может как бы в меланхолию упасть, в депрессию или наоборот стать агрессивным. И на самом-то деле это правда, потому что в нашем мозгу или мозге есть-то и альфа-ритмы, и бета-ритмы, и тета-ритмы. И когда ребенок играет в видеоигры, и вот вся эта палитра с экрана лупит по его мозгам, мы потом удивляемся, а чего он такой бесчувственный. Психологи говорят, замораживается сердечко, потому что вот не выдерживает человечек. Поэтому это важные проекты, и вот то, чем занимается Даниэла, это один из таких ключевых еще новых, я бы сказал, проектов, социально-эмоциональное развитие.
Я бы не сказала, it's new. We've always done it, but просто уже надо kind of to put an emphasis on it. That we're doing
больше
it.
Больше сфокусироваться, yes, да, yes, то есть больше, yes. Большая доза, наверное, таких вот учебных каких-то
материалов. More organized
материалов.
And more focused on the specific, the why we do it.
То есть это вопросы important. Коммуникации между детьми, между родителями, понимания друг друга, да, mm-hmm. эмоционального мира mm-hmm. другого ребеночка. И, наверное, и учителя, и студенты уже хорошо знают, что есть этот проект, да, в
yes, школе. Yes, yes. Yes, students and teachers both know that we do so many of these things already. Even, I mean, CKH is a big part of it. You were talking about capturing kids' hearts. That's a big part of it, and so we'll be continuing to put an emphasis on it.
Спасибо, Даниэла. В четверг. Завтра будет School Site Council. В этом году последний календарном году. В календарном году последний митинг, последняя встреча.
Tuesday, not Thursday.
Tomorrow, да. Tomorrow это будет у нас December
17.
5 p.m. это будет на Dudley Site. Заседание школьного совета. Будут директора, администрация, члены школьного совета и, конечно же, родители, которые вовлечены в процесс образования их ребенка. Также в четверг, начиная с 9 утра, будет Christmas Celebration. Да? У нас будет вот такой зимний winter проект, где будут представители послешкольной программы.
And our music classes, and our choir
классы, хоровые классы будут выступать. Это будет для разных грейдов в разное время, но с 9 до 2 вы сможете посетить. Узнайте, пожалуйста, зайдите на страничку на веб-сайт школьный или на
Instagram
и посмотрите расписание непосредственно для вашего класса. А в пятницу, Даниэла, вот об этом немножко тоже расскажи, будет с 9 утра.
Friday we're having the Santa visit, annual Santa visit. Santa's coming to our school. Of course, we always want to make it festive and celebratory for our students. So the administration, including our principal, vice principal, our site managers, curriculum coaches, our entire team, we all get together and we dress up and we come in on a sleigh and pass out candy for the students, and every year they love this event, they love this time, and it's just a way for us to kick off into the holiday break.
Я хочу также в преддверии рождественских, красивых, вот в плане эстетическом, событий, концертов, торжеств, новогодних праздников, связанных и с Дедом Морозом, да, вот в нашей культуре, и Снегурочкой, и вообще красотой всей этой, пожелать им хорошего настроения. И, конечно же, набраться сил для того, чтобы вернуться в школу. Это будет уже аж во вторник, после Нового года, если mm-hmm. я не ошибаюсь.
Да. 7th.
7-го, да, мы вернемся. Детки вернутся 7-го, а сотрудники вернутся на self-development в понедельник 6-го. Вот. Ну, а эта неделька еще такая рабочая, напряженная, но, в общем-то, с праздниками, с весельем и с подарками для детей. И, конечно же, большое спасибо всем учителям, большое спасибо в лице Ларисы Гончар. Вот я хочу поблагодарить за то, что уже много-много лет школа функционирует, очень красиво все устроено. И я уверен в том, что те родители, детки, которых учатся в школе, они знают, что это так. Поэтому большое спасибо всем, всему персоналу и, конечно же, тем, кто уже много лет руководит, направляет и несет на себя бремя ответственности за все, что происходит в школе. Хорошего настроения вам, Даниэла.
И
поздравляем также тех, кто находится в студии. Радуйтесь, смотрите, слушайте, впитывайте то, что самое полезное, и передавайте потом дальше. Пускайте, как говорит древняя книга, хлеб ваш по водам и воду вашу свежую излучайте через эфир. Мы прощаемся до следующей встречи в эфире. Телефон школы 916-286-1950. Всего хорошего, до свидания.